lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As Christians, studying the life of Christ should be something that we really look forward to. It should lift us up knowing that our Savior came into this world to seek and to save us, people who have trusted Him. But it goes deeper than that. Christ came into the world seeking those who are lost. That's everybody. And I thank the Lord today that for those who have trusted Him as Savior. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you too can listen. And possibly you'll hear something that will touch you and help you to know Jesus Christ personally as your Savior. Well, just now, let's bow our heads and let's ask God's blessings upon this lesson. Now, Father, I pray that you would guide and direct our hearts today, and I pray for your words. I pray, Lord, that you would just help me to help others. Father, may we study this together, the life of Christ, and may we, Lord, just be so happy that Jesus Christ did come into the world to seek and to save the lost. And I thank you, Lord, that I was one of those, that I trusted you as Savior, Lord. You are my Lord. And I thank you so much for saving me so that one day I'll see you personally. Save that soul now, Lord, who needs to be saved, and speak to the heart of those who are saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, in our last study, we talked about John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Christ. We also talked about baptism. And remember, the Hebrew word tevila literally means to totally immerse. And we also saw that the Greek word for tevila is baptizo. And this is what Christians are to have done, baptism by immersion. And that's what the word baptized comes from, baptizo. Well, baptism is an outward sign of an inward change. Baptism does not save an individual. No matter what someone tries to tell you, baptism is simply water. It is a representation that shows the world we have been saved and are risen with Christ to walk in newness of life. Well, the concept of baptism is wrapped up in the word immersion. To be baptized is to be immersed in something, whether it be in repentance, in sanctification, in the Holy Spirit, in the body of Messiah, in suffering, in death, or in water. In whatever form it is manifested, it represents a complete surrender to God, to His will, and His Word. Each time a new believer is immersed in the waters of baptism, he is participating in a long-standing tradition that church, that the local church inherited from Judaism. The real baptism, the inner washing of the human heart, comes first. The water baptism that follows is only a public announcement of what has happened within. And we who believe make this public proclamation because we want to share our good news with others. Through the waters of baptism, we demonstrate to the sinful world, just as Israel demonstrated to Pharaoh, that the God of the Bible is a deliverer. So today, let's continue our study as we look to, once again, baptism, but this time, the baptism of Christ. Well, why? Why did Christ get baptized? Well, the baptism of Jesus marked the beginning of our Lord's public ministry. And we'll read about that in just a moment, but we see that Jesus got baptized in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him." And then in John chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." You see, just after Christ was baptized, he started performing miracles. His ministry began, and he went out and he started fulfilling what the Old Testament scripture said and what we know of now as prophecy, how that Jesus healed the sick, raised the dead, and most of all, he brought salvation to this world to those who will believe. The whole world could be saved. I mean, people could be saved if they would just simply trust in Jesus Christ. Well, notice the waters of ordination here about Jesus Christ. Alfred Ersheim said this. He said, this aptly points out, had it primarily and always been a baptism of repentance, he, that's Yeshua, could not have submitted to it. In other words, if baptism meant repentance, then Jesus wouldn't have done it. He couldn't have done it, and it wouldn't have, Jesus wouldn't do it. He's God. And it does not mean salvation. Well, certainly, we would all agree, Ersheim goes on, Yeshua had nothing to be repentant of, no sins to confess. However, he was about 30 years of age, the biblically required age of a man to be ordained a priest. Now, John was a Levite, qualified to witness such immersions. When Yeshua says, we must fulfill all things righteously, Matthew 3:15, he is not referring to a baptism of repentance, but rather stepping into the waters of ordination. Yeshua was about to take on his mantle as messianic priest. And that's the end of the thing that Alfred Ersheim said about baptism, the baptism of our Lord. And now notice that after his baptism, Jesus' fame grew. It wasn't before, it was afterwards now. John went about telling people about him, but his fame did not start. When I say fame, I'm talking about people knew who he was. It grew after his baptism, his fame. When Matthew 4:24 says, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And then in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 26, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And we keep reading in Mark chapter 1 verse 28, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Well, so we see that Jesus was baptized, and he did this in not to be saved, not because he had sinned, but because his ministry started. He would be recognized then as one with authority by the Jewish people. Well, the baptism of Jesus marked God's official sanction upon the silent years. In other words, from the time of when he was 12 years old until approximately 30 years of age. And it, from 12 through the age of 30, we don't hear anything about Jesus. The scriptures are silent. And you can read about that in Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 49. We'll not read that right now, but I'll start it off. It says, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem. Remember how he went into the temple and he started talking to the lawyers, those people who knew the Old Testament. He started talking to them, and it goes on to say that they couldn't understand how someone at 12 years old could talk the way he did and ask questions the way he did and actually answer questions. Well, from 12 years old, we don't hear anything. There's a silence that takes place. But the baptism of Jesus marked and identified him as God's chosen Messiah. Not only did his fame grow after he was baptized, not only did God sanction him to do the job, this is God the Father sanctioning God the Son, but we also see that he identified him as God's chosen Messiah. Now, notice Mark chapter 1 and verse 11, it says, and there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And in John chapter 1, verse 33 and 34, it says, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water. And this is John speaking. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. John, once again, bearing record of Jesus Christ and he realized and he knew that he was the Son of God. Well, the baptism of Jesus marked his anointing by the Holy Spirit for service. In Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him." And once again, we read in John chapter 1, verses 33 and 34, we've read that, and I'll read it again. "And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me." This is John speaking again. He's speaking of God the Father. And then he said, "The one he sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." Well, there's many things that can be said about that. And let me say that, once again, the Christian is identified with Christ. Once we call it the watery grave. The Christian is identified with Christ. In other words, we're taking a stand. When we stand in that water, we're standing for our Lord. And by the way, the Bible tells us that we are commanded to be baptized. I've heard some people say, "Well, I just don't feel worthy to be baptized." Well, Christ makes you worthy because he saved you. If you're saved, you need to be baptized by immersion, not to be saved, but because you are saved. We are to listen to God, listen to his command when he says, "Go into all the world, teach, preach, and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit." We see that is a command of God, of Jesus Christ, that we are to be baptized. And that's one thing that people need to understand, is I believe that's one of the first things we do after we get saved. Not only do we tell others about Jesus Christ, but we get baptized. And as we get baptized, we are telling people about Jesus Christ. We're telling the world that we're taking a stand for our Lord, the one who has saved us and made us fit for heaven. Now, you know, we may not feel like we're saved, but God says we are once we've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. We're not saved by feeling. We're saved by a fact. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we may not feel that we're saved at times, and sometimes, you know, the old devil creeps in, and we're going to talk about that the next time, about the temptation of Christ. And Christ was even tempted just as we are. But sometimes we just feel so dirty and unworthy, and that's when we need to go to our Lord and say, "Lord, forgive me." The Bible says that we are to confess sins, and a Christian sins? Well, you're still in this body. That's the reason the body has to die, is because this body is sin. The Bible teaches that as well. And as we go through the studies that we go through, we look at that and we understand that this body is sinful, and that's the reason we need a Savior. And my question to you today is, do you know him as your Lord and Savior? Have you trusted him? Now, being baptized is not going to save you. If you have the idea that being baptized has saved you, and you've really not trusted Jesus as your Savior, you're not saved. Water is water. Water is used to cleanse us on the outside. It can do nothing for the inside. You must be born again. Now, if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you need to ask him today, "Lord, forgive me. I am a sinner. I can't save myself. I want to be saved. Please, Lord, save me. I believe you are God. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you came to seek and to save me, and I trust you as my Savior."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.